These are your signals for Sunday, January 14th. Today's dominant tension is the breakdown of informal guardrails that have long kept global shocks contained. What stands out is not just the number of crises, but the way they're converging. Security, economic, and technological boundaries are blurring, and the usual mechanisms for keeping risk in check are failing. This matters because the margin for error is shrinking everywhere at once, and the potential for sudden, cascading escalation is higher than it's been in months. The most immediate and destabilizing shift is in the Middle East. The escalation between Israel and Hezbollah has crossed previous boundaries, with both sides targeting deeper and more critical infrastructure. This isn't just another round of tit-for-tat strikes. It signals that the informal rules that kept the conflict from spilling over are breaking down. The risk now is a multi-front regional war, with the potential to draw in Iran, the United States, and other regional actors. That would mean mass civilian harm and a destabilized Middle East, with ripple effects for global energy and trade. For now, the likeliest path is managed escalation. More strikes, more displacement, and intense diplomatic efforts to restore some kind of containment. But the danger is that a single miscalculation or mass casualty event could tip the region into uncontrollable conflict. At the same time, the global financial system is under acute stress. The US Federal Reserve has signaled that high interest rates will persist longer than expected. This has triggered volatility across global markets and forced a rapid reassessment of risk, especially for countries and sectors that are already heavily indebted. The danger here is twofold. On one hand, a managed adjustment with slower growth and more volatility. On the other, the risk that a policy misstep or external shock could trigger a disorderly unwinding. Sovereign debt crises, contagion to developed markets, and political backlash against central banks. The Fed's stance amplifies vulnerabilities everywhere, making it harder for fragile economies to adapt. Supply chain fragility is another defining feature of the day. China's decision to impose new export controls on rare earth metals is a clear signal that supply chain choke points are now tools of geopolitical leverage. This move threatens to disrupt global technology manufacturing and sets a precedent for resource weaponization. The most likely outcome is a period of managed escalation, higher costs, persistent friction, and Western efforts to diversify supply. But the risk of rapid escalation remains. Blanket bans, retaliatory measures, and acute shortages could fracture the global technological order. Meanwhile, Russia's large-scale nuclear forces exercise marks a normalization of nuclear signaling as a tool of coercive diplomacy. This raises the risk of miscalculation and puts additional strain on NATO cohesion. The exercise is meant to send a message, but it also increases the baseline risk of nuclear escalation, especially if signals are misread or technical failures occur. The European Union's expanded sanctions on Russian energy exports add another layer of volatility. By targeting Russian liquefied natural gas and tightening enforcement on oil, the EU is testing its own unity and risking retaliatory escalation from Russia. The most likely scenario is a slow grind, incremental adaptation, and gradual fiscal erosion for Russia. But if Russia decides to cut off energy flows, the result could be supply shocks, political fractures within the EU, and spillover into hybrid or even military domains. Global shipping is also under pressure. Security incidents in the Red Sea have forced major rerouting of vessels, driving up costs and delays. This threatens the reliability of the Suez Canal, a key global trade choke point, and amplifies inflationary pressures. The system is likely to settle into a high-risk, high-cost equilibrium, but a mass casualty attack or effective blockade could trigger cascading supply chain failures and regional military escalation. Technological infrastructure is showing its own vulnerabilities. A major cloud service outage has disrupted essential services in finance, healthcare, transport, and government across multiple countries. This event exposes the concentration risk in digital infrastructure. So much depends on a handful of providers. While restoration is underway, the underlying fragility remains. If outages become more frequent or prolonged, critical infrastructure failures and loss of trust could follow, prompting regulatory or even geopolitical intervention. Climate-driven shocks are compounding the stress. In South Asia, a record-breaking heat wave is overwhelming energy, water, and health systems. Blackouts, health emergencies, and water shortages are testing the adaptation capacity of a densely populated region. The most likely outcome is managed degradation, rolling blackouts, and emergency responses. But the risk of grid or water system collapse, with mass casualties and unrest, is real. Political instability is adding to the sense of fragility at the heart of Europe. In France, major parties have failed to form a stable coalition ahead of snap elections. This raises the risk of governmental paralysis, policy gridlock, and even a constitutional crisis. For the European Union, this is a core instability that could undermine policy continuity and cohesion. Finally, public health systems are under strain in Latin America, where a rapidly spreading dengue outbreak is pushing hospitals to the brink. Emergency responses are underway, but the risk of health system collapse and mass displacement is growing, especially if the epidemic accelerates further. What ties all of these signals together is the way feedback loops are intensifying across domains. Security crises in the Middle East and Red Sea are directly threatening global energy and trade, amplifying the impact of financial tightening and supply chain disruptions. China's rare earth controls and the cloud outage both reveal how concentrated and fragile our technological foundations have become. Fragility that is only heightened by economic volatility and geopolitical contestation. Russia's nuclear signalling and the EU's sanctions regime normalise the use of coercive tools, raising the risk of miscalculation and alliance strain that can cascade into political and public health crises. Even localised shocks, like those in France, South Asia, and Latin America, are shaped by this broader context of institutional fragility and resource competition. The highest ranked risks are stretching resources, attention, and credibility thin, and making it harder to respond to new emergencies as they arise. Here's what to watch now. If cross-border military activity and civilian displacement in northern Israel and southern Lebanon intensify, it means the risk of regional war is rising. If US or Iranian force posture changes or diplomatic signals shift in the Middle East, it means new escalation triggers may be emerging. If emerging market bond spreads widen sharply or central banks intervene unexpectedly, it means financial stress is spilling over. If there are announcements or leaks about further Chinese export controls or Western countermeasures, it means the supply chain contest is escalating. And if Red Sea shipping insurance rates spike or rerouting volumes surge, it means global trade is under acute threat. The core constraint remains the erosion of informal containment mechanisms. As these guardrails fail, feedback loops between security, economic, and technological domains are amplifying risk. The system is not yet in freefall, but the space for error is narrowing. And the risk of surprise is highest, where shocks intersect and actors are tempted to test taboos. That concludes your signals for today.